This is Talia White from the Women in Wreck Fishing at 101.5 FM with your weekly Coastwatch fishing report. In Bramble Bay, there's still the occasional school mackerel and mac tuna being caught, though activity has been a bit patchy. Offshore reports were limited due to the weather, but once it settles, the artificial reef should be worth a look for snapper, tusfish and dolphinfish further out wide. There's also been some good cobia around the beacons and the northern end of the bay. Off Shorncliffe Pier, mac tuna are still coming in and winter whiting have turned up in big numbers, though most are on the smaller side for now. Whiting are also being caught near the North Darcy Light and mud crabs are getting potted in good numbers through the Dingalpa Creek. Tail have been feeding best just before sunrise and, of course, after dark, with solid reports from Wellington Point, Green Island, Mud Island and the Manly Rock Wall. School mackerel have also been caught out from the sandhills, especially near the M8 Beacon. Peel Island still seems to be doing well, with the pan-sized squire showing up in the shallows often. There are still loads of banana prawns in the Brisbane River, and now also showing at the mouth of the Logan River. If you're not catching prawns yourself, fish nearby, and there's been a great mix of snapper, jewfish, threadfin, and tailor picking at them prawns. We're reeling in for today. That's Talia's Coastwatch Fishing Report. Miss something? Catch the podcast on the website at 101.5 FM.